This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. This is episode number 4 for March 16th, 2010, where Dr. Hall tells the story of a gentleman who, if he didn't keep his hand on top of his head, it felt like he was shoving it in a 700-degree oven. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
To hear more testimonials of how Upper Cervical has helped people, and to hear interviews with prominent people in Upper Cervical, including Dr. Hall, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. It's time for Testimonial Tuesday. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and I'm with Dr. Drew Hall. Hello, Doc.
Good evening, Dr. Hambrick.
Have you got a good story for us today?
I've definitely got a good story for you. Or at least I think it's a good story. I don't know if everyone else will.
They're going to love it.
So let's get into it.
Yeah.
I always have, the last few stories I've told have been kind of these quick responses, and all of us that do this work know that we don't correct everyone, and the next day they wake up and all of their problems being gone. So here's a delayed reaction one that took a little bit of my goading to keep them in my him in my office. This particular individual came into my office with his hand up on his head like this, and for those of you who remember back to your school days, they call that Bacotti's sign. And typically what that indicates is they have a disc bulge in the lower neck, and it's lying on the spinal nerve, and putting their arm up in that particular posture relieves the pain in the arm. And this guy, if he dropped his arm below the horizontal, he literally felt like someone was putting his hand was in a 700-degree oven. And so consequently, he left his hand on his head. And so in consultation, I found out that he was already had neurosurgical consult. They wanted to do a laminectomy on him. And, of course, I graciously told him why he should hold off on that. And took some pictures on him, got him corrected. He was on the leg balance check. In the Blair work, we do it in the prone position. He was about 5/8 of an inch right short, which is quite significant. And he was corrected. We check people about twice a week in our office, and for about a month, and then one time a week the last month. Through the first 4 weeks, he came in. His graft pattern was clear. His legs were completely balanced. He didn't have one symptom change. And about 4 weeks, he sat down and said, "Dr. Hall, I know through the person that referred me in here that you've get great results and you've changed my friend's life, but you know, I'm just not seeing any change, and I don't want to, I'm in pain. I've got to do something about this." And so I sat him down and I said, "You know, what they're going to do is they're going to slice your neck open. They're going to rip all the muscles from about 4th cervical to 6th cervical off. They're going to rip take two of your discs out. They're going to put a titanium bar in your neck and put two screws into three of your vertebrae. Why don't you give it just a little bit longer? You're looking great on the objective test. I can't guarantee you anything, but I know that you're clear of neurological pressure on your brainstem, and let's give this a little more time, and I think that things will end well." So I convinced him to hang in there a little longer. 6 weeks go by, he comes in, he's still clear, nothing's happening. 7 weeks, nothing. And by that time, you know, you're starting to bite your fingernails a little bit because you know you've done your job, but you're like, "Come on, body, come around." And finally he comes in at about the 8th week, and he said, he comes in and his hand is all the way down by his side, and he didn't need to even say anything because I knew what happened. And he says, "It's gone. It's clear." And I think I readjusted him at maybe about 4 months later, and he comes in probably every 3 months. He's never had another episode, avoided surgery. And as I always say with these cases, we just save the healthcare system about $50,000. And if it's like some of those neurosurgeons, we pissed another neurosurgeon off. Which is my goal if they think that way. If they're mad about losing $40,000 because a patient got better, then the hell with them. And God knows what else, you know, I call it the untold story. It wasn't just in my mind that that disc is now off of the nerve and he's living, obviously, a better quality of life. But if that problem wasn't corrected, sure, they go do the surgery, they take the disc out. Some cases they do better, some they don't, some they do worse. Let's say that he did do better, but he didn't get that atlas subluxation removed and it stayed there for the rest of his life. And he was one of those cases that was 5 years from a heart attack, 5 years from cancer, 5 years from diabetes. You just never know. And, you know, it's something that would be tough to research, but I know damn well when you clear that area out that what that does for that person's future from a health standpoint and a disease resistance standpoint is huge. I just had a kid now to get off on another testimony that came in, and his mom started care, and she did really well, and she brought her 5-year-old in and said, well, can we check him out because he has some things going on? And he lies down on the table, a 5-year-old, he is 3/4 of an inch right contractured leg.
Wow.
You know, he doesn't have any symptoms that he could express. His mom said occasionally he has a sleep issue, but he's been corrected. His legs are dead even. What does that do for that kid's future? Mm. You know, that's the message. That it's all fine and well seeing all these great things happen in our office, which of course is quite gratifying, but what about the people out there that have no symptoms, that are locked out of position, who are being interfered with, that are 1 year, 2 year, 5 year, 10 year from having a big crisis hit, and they don't know about upper cervical. They've been told by our conventional system that if you feel well, nothing's wrong, right? I mean,
right.
If you go ask the common person out there, what's health, what do they say? Well, if I feel well, or I'm not sick, or I don't have a disease. Nonsense. So, not only is my job in my office to help people do better, it's to hopefully get that message through to 10% of them if I'm lucky.
Right. And thankfully, the guy with the Bacotti sign didn't say, maybe it was all those exercise I was doing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because that could, when it trails off 6 and 8 weeks since their first correction, it's not as temporally associated, right? How do I keep getting off center on this? There we go.
You're a dynamic doc.
Yeah, I can't sit still. I've been like that since I was little. That's why I was in the principal's office about once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
When I was younger, of course. I'm glad to have one thing in common with BJ Palmer.
I was going to say, if they had a principal of chiropractic, I think you might be in his office as well.
Probably.
Well, thank you very much, Doc. You'll be back with me again next week, right?
We will.
You're not going off to...
BJ said...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I say we because I'm like BJ. I'm not in this by myself. It's innate in myself.
There you go. You're not going to be
so
in...
So, no, I'm not going out to Patagonia.
Oh, okay.
I wish I was. That was quite fun. I thought the highlight of that trip was going to be landing a 24-inch brown trout, but the first night we went to a tango in Buenos Aires with about 12 people, and woo-wee! That was great fun.
Was it?
Honey, are you watching?
In Patagonia, did you see the dread Pirate Roberts?
I didn't. I was literally there for about 24 hours, and like
have
I
you ever
said,
seen The Princess Bride?
No.
That's what the Dread Pirate Roberts retired to Patagonia.
Oh, okay.
Apparently my son wants to say hi.
Hello, Hambrick Jr. Oh, there he is. What's
his
name?
Is. Can you say hi, Corey?
Hi.
Hey, Corey. okay, that's it. I'm bringing my son next time.
Perfect.
So since we got a little bit more time, this isn't on an upper cervical note, but I'll tell you a pretty funny story about my experience at this tango. It was basically, I stayed at a lodge in Patagonia. There were about 12 people. Actually, no, there were 11. Five couples and myself. My wife didn't come. It was a little too expensive. But so we went to this tango, and everyone flew in from different parts of the states and stayed at the same hotel. And like I said, went to this tango. It was about an hour sit-down dinner, and then afterwards there was about five couples that did different renditions. And for anyone who's seen the tango, it gets kind of saucy, should I say. And the last... let me back up. One of the guys that was there, he is an ex.
Hey, wait a minute. Should Corey leave the room?
No. It'll be okay. I think. It would be okay if my son were there, but I don't know how you raise your son. So anyway, yeah, he'll be fine. I'm not going to say anything too bad.
Okay.
So the last act, they're doing their thing, and the guy reaches around and he rips off the back of her shirt, and she's exposed, right? It was all done in good taste. And this guy, this executive from GM, is dead silent in this room. His reaction, just spontaneous reaction, was, "Oh, wow!" It was great. The whole place just erupted and laughed. But I was thinking, after I went to that tango, if I were not an upper cervical doctor and I were a businessman, I would definitely take what they had there, bring it to Hollywood. It would be a smash hit, guaranteed.
Yeah.
And I would be able to go to Patagonia three times a year, four times a year.
Well, you know what? If these Testimonial Tuesdays really take off, you may be on Dancing with the Stars one day.
Oh, no. I am not a good dancer. I'd be kicked off the first one, guaranteed. My wife can vouch for that.
Well, that's it for this episode of Testimonial Tuesday. Please be sure to tune in next week for another story from Dr. Hall. And if you would like to hear more of these, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. And would you please do us a favor? If you have enjoyed these episodes of Testimonial Tuesday, would you please go to iTunes and just write a review about the testimonials, what you think of them, and that'll really help us to get noticed and in turn help Upper Cervical to get noticed. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. We'll see you next time.